It's good to see the announcement today on plans to prepare for Operation Stack and also on lorry fire parking. I sincerely hope that the Operation Stack contingency plans won't have to be used, that they're exactly that, a contingency. But in the event of delays at the channel, it's really important that there's a plan to make sure we don't have a repeat of what we saw in 2015 when the M20 was closed for days on end and Kent literally came to a standstill. I've made that really clear in conversations with Highways England and with the Secretary of State for Transport, Chris Grayling. So I'm pleased to see that we have been listened to. So what we see in the announcement today is that there is a new way of doing Operation Stack if it's needed, that will make sure that the M20 is kept flowing in two directions. That's really important. We have to have the M20 flowing. We can't have it closed in one direction because that's what leads to all the traffic jams. And you know, the government is serious about this. There is work about to begin on strengthening the hard shoulder so that that can be used in the event of Operation Stack having to be deployed. So I'm pleased to see the government making sure we have the contingencies in place in the short term, also moving ahead with a longer-term plan for Operation Stack and taking action on the problem that we have of overnight lorry parking. We know it's fly parking. We have all the lorries stuck up in the lay-bys, and that is seriously dangerous as well as bad for drivers. And that's been recognised by the government, and they are working on looking for places that there could be additional lorry parks and recognising that this isn't just a Kent problem, it's a national problem. So one of the things that's in today's announcement is that they have identified potentially 1,500 more spaces across the country that could be used for lorries for overnight parking. So that's good news on the overnight parking as well.